An event that calls itself Ignite Sebastopol may sound a bit incendiary, but it's really just a fast-paced forum for sharing personal passions. Sarah Wing has already organized and hosted three, with a fourth coming up tomorrow night. She explains how it works.
Ignite is a community event where people get a chance to get up on stage for 5 minutes and talk about what they're excited about. Could be something to do with their work, could be their hobby, their passion, could be some strange thing that they happen to know about, or something they've just been pondering. Our slogan is enlighten us, but make it quick.
How quick? Presenters get exactly 5 minutes, but subdivided into 15-second segments.
Not only is each presentation exactly 5 minutes, the really tricky part is the speakers talk along with a slideshow that they create, PowerPoint or some other program like that. They get exactly 20 slides, and every slide goes for exactly 15 seconds. They auto-advance, which means you have to practice, which means the presentations tend to be pretty good because people have to think about it beforehand. They can't just walk up on stage and start talking.
And when it's all said and done, Wing reports, the enthusiasm feels contagious.
People get really jazzed from this event because it's about ideas and because it's people who are usually not professional presenters, people that we can all relate to, who are bringing something very essential that they care about a lot. So they tend to have a lot of passion. The format helps them prepare because they're nervous about dealing with the constraints. So it's just exciting to know what other people are excited about. You know, it may not be a particular topic, but it just gets you thinking and gets you excited and makes you realize how much creativity and passion is out there in the people you pass on the street every day.
Wing works at O'Reilly Media, where she enjoys the title of Vice President of Radar. She says it was a couple of other O'Reilly staffers who first came up with the Ignite concept.
It started out in Seattle back in 2006. Brady Forrest and Bree Pettis, a couple of guys who worked for O'Reilly up there, did it because they felt like there just wasn't enough going on for the technology community up there. So originally, it had a very strong technology focus, and there still certainly is in most cities around the world.
Yes, the idea has caught on internationally, with more than 100 Ignite events held on 6 continents so far. Sarah says they're trying to arrange one in Antarctica this winter to make it a clean sweep, continentally speaking. Closer to home, plans are in place for the first Ignite Petaluma to be held November 9th at the Aquas Cafe there. At this point, it should be mentioned that the upcoming fourth Ignite Sebastopol event will be held at the Hop Monk Tavern on Wednesday night, beginning at 7:30. It'll be preceded by a Maker Faire-styled Make contest at 6:30. Thus incorporating some of the other show-what-you-know events that O'Reilly has recently been promulgating. Wing says they definitely have a common thread.
Maker Faire and Ignite are two events that came out of O'Reilly that have a lot of similarities. They're both bringing people from the community in and putting them on stage, giving them a chance to share with others what they're passionate about. And it's really powerful. The energy is so positive. People are so happy. And it's just so fun.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.